It's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. This is the hour we generally play the pre-war recordings. You know, a guy that's very popular among people who are blues fans that I just don't play too often. Well, there are a couple of them. Sleepy John Estes is one. And the other one we're about to listen to right now is Leadbelly. Remember, Leadbelly was famous because on more than one occasion he was in prison. I think at one point, if I remember correctly, the old folklore was that he sang for the governor of Texas. And it was either the governor of Texas or as the warden of the prison. Anyways, they set him free. Then he wound up back in prison again. And I think he finally finished the end of his life out of prison. But it was sort of like, I don't know how to put this. This he was just accessible, apparently, to all white folks. I mean, guys like Sonny Boy Number One and Casey Bill Weldon and stuff, you know, were listened to almost strictly by black people. I think Leadbelly was listened to almost exclusively by white folks. So let's give him a listen right now.
Whoa, I ain't going down, I ain't going down, oh, baby, to the well no more. Is a true believer, is a true believer, hey, I ain't going down, I ain't going down. Oh, mama to the well no more. Lady in the evening, the boy says, Abner says, what you got on your mind? A nasty cotton. The boy says, Seven says, blow your horn, man. Says, blow your horn. If I ever get labor, if I ever get labor, you'll pay the debt I owe. I ain't going down, sing it to the well no more. It's a true believer, it's a true believer, hey. I'm going down, I ain't going down, oh, baby, to the well no more. Take him, boy, take him. Oh, soon one morning, when I could not lay back down, oh, look right at him, oh, started in the morning gun, look right at him, started in the morning gun. Go down on Hannah, don't you ride no more. If you ride in the morning, bring judgment day. You wanna be on the present. 19 and 10. They were driving the women like they do the men. Oh, the sun was shining and the men was blind. Oh, the captain was a hollering, and the men were fun.
Yonder come a Miss Rosie. about April, and there she go, Amarillo on the shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Well, I'm going and ask the governor, he trying to lose my man, lift the midnight special, shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. When you get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, you go to march to the table, be the same damn thing. Knife and fork are on the table, there's nothing in my pain. Never said a thing about it, out of trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Well, I went to the nation and the territory. Well, I thought about a girl I love, lived in Mexico. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me. You ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. And you better not squabble, and you better not fight. Bass and Rocker will arrest you, Payne and Boone will take you down. You're gonna bet your bottom dollar, and a change of rebound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me. Well, jumping little Judy, she was a mighty fine girl. Well, Judy brought jumping to this whole round world. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a one more day. She brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieving and hollering and crying. And I began to worry about a very long time.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
You came and I'll go home. You can mistreat me, baby, but you came and I'll go home. I got somebody that she'll make you leave me alone. I done give you all my money. Now, baby, what more can I do? I'll give you all my money. Baby, what more can I do? You said you was a good girl, but you just won't be true. Now, this man had to give this girl all his money. He had a wife and a sweetheart, too. And his sweetheart, he'd give all his money. And last one day, he done got tired and got broke. And he looked at her. He said, I'll give you all my money. You ain't satisfied, but I can go home. I got somebody that'll make you leave me alone. And he didn't have to give her no money. She was pretty good looking. He looked at her. Sail on. Sail on, pretty girl, sail on. Sail on, pretty girl, sail on. You're gonna keep on sailing, and you'll lose your happy home.
come and park down here and talk to me, baby. And just before you sail away. Park down here and talk to me, baby. Before you sail away. When you get back there, you may not have no place to stay. Lord, you know you didn't want me when you lay down across my bed, drinking all that good whiskey, talking all out your head. Baby, you know you didn't want me when you lay down across my bed. Taking all my high chest whiskey, talking all out your head.
When me and Blondie and Lemon Jefferson used to play around together in Dallas, Texas, I used to dance, and he used to play this number for me to dance to.
Husband was a hard-working man.
killed a mile and a half from here. If he was found in a driver wheel and his body ever been found. My girl, my girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pine, where the sun never shines, I should not do. Yes, she loaned me a letter, but she didn't get me. She loaned me a letter, but she rang, it rang. Better come home, sweet my boy, love and baby dear. You don't miss your water, tell your well goodbye. You water, tell you well goodbye. You don't miss your pretty mama, let your hand goodbye.
I made a half a million pulling on the bridle reins. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the western plain. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the western plain. When need a bunch of cowboys running in the Jesse James. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. When me and a bunch of cowboys run in the Jesse James. When me and a bunch of cowboys run in the Jesse James. Their bullets was a-falling just like a shower rain. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. When me and a bunch of cowboys running into Buffalo Bill. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. The boys had it all in for a man on the outskirts of town. And they had made the horses drunk. They had made them 45 drunk. And the boys was already done got drunk. And all around that man's house, them horses was a-walking, and them 45s was a-talking. And they sounded best regards to that man, and hear what they said. Your house catches a fire, and ain't no water around. If your house catches a fire and there ain't no water around, throw your jelly out the window, let the dog go shag run down. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come all you cowboys, don't you wanna go? Come all you cowboys, don't you wanna go? Come meet the long rangers on range of Buffalo. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy.
I used to dance.
And your mama used to make flapjacks. Yes, she would. She'd make them up. And I used to walk down the levee with my gal. Get the way she walked.
There's Lead Belly dancing for you. There were actually two different sets of sessions, one from 1939-1940 and then another one from 1944. We had Ain't Going Down to the Well No More, and let's see, there was another one. Ain't Going Down to the Well No More. Go Down Old Hannah, that was the other one that was attached to it. That was done April Fool's Day of 1939. Then we listened to Lead Belly, teamed with the Golden Gate Quartet from June of 1940, sing Midnight Special. We heard Lead Belly talk about Blind Lemon from April of 1944. Heard him do Red River, and there was a thing about Where Did the Girl Sleep Back in the Pines Where the Moon Don't Shine. Then we heard When the Boys Were Out on the Western Plain from February 1944. A couple of other tunes in there. And then finally Lead Belly doing his dance from April of 1944. Like I say, I don't play too much Lead Belly, and I thought maybe we were overdue, and so I hope we filled in the gap here. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. I was in the mood to listen to some sides by Butterbeans and Susie. It's been a while. And I picked, there were two sessions that were done within 2 days of each other. I think it was the 11th of August and the 13th of August back in 1930. And then they didn't record again commercially until the 1960s, as far as I've been able to find out. And I think they did some recording in 1960. It was just sort of a nostalgia thing. Susie died, if I'm not mistaken, in 1963. And Butterbeans died in 1967. But I have read clips that after Susie died, and Butterbeans and Susie were a longtime couple. The two of them knew each other as kids. They both were part of an acting tour, that part of a tent show. I think she was 5 and he was 6, and they got married about 10 years later, and they were with each other that entire time. So when Susie finally died in 1963, Butterbeans went out and tried to see if he could get another partner who worked with him for a short time just towards the end of his life. And then he died in 67. But I thought we would listen to these final commercial recordings they made. Eddie Haywood Sr. is the accompanying pianist here. It's Butterbeans and Susie.
What has I got to do with that?
And I need a little dough to spin.
Well, look at him.
What is it?
Sue, right now you just well get disgusted.
Now what you mean?
Because I haven't got a cent to lend, not to nobody.
Now what are you singing the blues for?
Because time is hard.
Why, you know you got paid Saturday night.
Look here.
What is it?
And what I've got, believe me, I've got it yet. And Pop is sitting on it good and tight.
I know that part.
Because time is hard. So dad blame hard. Saving mine till a rainy day.
That's so.
And while the sun is shining bright, sweet Pop is still making hay. Now the only way you separate me from my long, long green, you got to do some tricks that Houdini ain't never seen. For time is hard, so dad blame hard. I'm saving mine for a rainy day.
Say, listen.
What is it?
Why, this mama's independent. She don't need your jack.
Is that so?
Every nickel that you give me, you got that worth back.
Not yet.
In the future, you keep yours, and I'll keep what's mine. And if you want my love and butter, simply read this sign.
What is it?
Because times is hard, so doggone hard. Mama saved me till a rainy day. Don't need no sun, give me the moon. And give some horse your hay.
What's the matter now?
Well, you got away with murder just because you could. And if you want my love and butter, you got to lay it on the wood. Because times is hard, so dad blame hard. Mama saved me till a rainy day.
Come here, come here. You said time is hard.
You know the answer.
So dad blame hard. You saving yours for a rainy day.
I ain't missing it.
Now look here, mama. You ain't gonna make no fool out of me. Just listen to what I've got to say.
What do you say?
I used to bring you my money and put it in your hand. You went right straight and give it to your back door man. You will never get my money till you grow horns on your head. You ain't gonna spend it on no man. That's when I am dead. All my jack goes in my coffin. I done put it in my will. If I die and go to the devil, I can pay my whiskey bill. Cause time is hard, so dad blame hard. I'm saving mine for a rainy day.
Stop that.
When I get in your car, you keep getting so bold. Believe me, butter, someday I'm going to get you told.
Now, look here.
What is it?
Miss Switchboard Operator, I done found out that you ain't nothing but a real man hater. Why in the world don't you tend to your own phone?
What do you mean?
And let a hard-working man alone.
Say, listen, Elevated Papa, Elevated Papa.
Yes.
Seem like you always want to go down.
Now look at here, Switchboard Mama. Switchboard Mama. You got the bummest connection in town.
Is that so?
Use one operator that's hard to get. I whacked at your receiver until I'm all upset.
Why, before you use your lever, you should close the door. With me, you always get stuck between the floors.
Now, Switchboard Mama.
What is it?
Switchboard Mama, I don't see how in the world that you getting by.
Is that so?
I put a nickel in your slop, and it rained all night.
Well, I'm not to blame, butter, if you didn't put it in right. Elevated Papa.
Look here, Switchboard Mama. Your service doesn't satisfy.
Is that so?
Now, Sue, your switchboard's been out of order ever since way last spring.
Uh-huh.
Tell the truth, you ought to get somebody to fix that thing. Because every time I plug it up, your trunk line falls, and you give no satisfaction on your long-distance call. I done told you about it half a dozen times before. Your receiver's worn out, and it doesn't work anymore. Now your buzz is old and doesn't buzz like it should. And I can't use your mouthpiece cause that ain't no good.
Well, I'm gonna tell a superintendent just what you do.
What who do?
Why, you couldn't run his elevator if he knew.
If he knew what?
Why, you waste a lot of power when I get inside.
Uh-huh.
Cause you keep going up and down each time I ride.
Is that so?
Why, you get so excited. You don't know which is which.
Uh-huh.
Instead of pulling your lever, then you throw off your switch while you take me to the basement. And if I should squawk while you put me out and tell me, go ahead on, old broad, you got the walk.
Is that so?
Why, elevated papa.
Look here, switchboard mama.
Well, now your service doesn't satisfy, no, sir. But I heard you was in love with a woman.
Now you heard it right.
And this woman was named Miss Susie Ann.
Look here.
What is it?
She's one of them old hard-head, no-good trifling women.
That's so.
Never only obeyed one man. I went to see her last Saturday night, and she didn't expect me around until Sunday morning. Now, to my surprise, when I unlocked my door, found a man parked where I belong. Now, as I slowly shook my head, now, these is the words I said.
What do you say, butter?
If that's the way you gonna play in our game called love, mama, deal yourself another hand.
Lord, today.
Now, you can deal bottom or top if you choose. I'm gonna whoop your head, cause you're playing me for a great big fool. Now, every time you deal, you dealt me the losing hand. So give me the deck, and I'm gonna make tipping grand. Don't think I'm no clown, cause they call me Butterbean. I'm gonna tell you what every card in the deck really means. Now the ace means for the first time that I met you. The deuce means there was nobody else there but us two. Now the trade as the third party, and Charlie was his name. The fourth spot mean the fourth time you tried that same old game. The five spot mean 5 years you played me for a clown. The sixth spot mean 6 feet of earth when the deal goes down. Now I'm holding the seven for each day in the week. And the eighth spot mean 8 hours that you shebered with your sheep. The ninth spot mean 9 hours that I work hard every day. The 10th spot mean 10th every month, I brought you home my pay. The jack, that's 3-card Charlie, and he using me for a goat. The queen, that's you, sweet mama, also trying to cut my throat. The king stand for Papa Butterbean, now I'm going to wear the crown. So be careful you all ain't broke when the deal goes down. If that's the way you gonna play in our game called love, mama, deal yourself another hand. Now, look here, Sue. You sure is tight.
Just found that out?
You ain't never treat sweet Papa Butter right. Still you run around here asking for this and that.
Why shouldn't I?
Tell me what in the devil is you driving at?
Why, cheapskating Papa, you got your ball.
Is that so?
Why, you never bring nothing when you call. Still you get hot because I don't pet?
Yeah.
Stop your complaining, Butter. Why, you's all wet.
Look here.
What is it?
Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Look here. Mama, what's mine sure ain't yours.
And what is mine belong to me.
Oh, I see. Something for nothing seem to be your plan.
Yes, sir.
You need to get you a monkey, cause you don't need no man.
Well, nowadays, Butter, when you want something that's nice,
yes,
why, you can't get it if you haven't got the price.
Now, each night, you keep me out of door.
Well, you sure ain't gonna get my key.
Wow, wow.
Well, I pay get your fill.
Now let me know what I'm buying, and I certainly will.
Why?
'Cause Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Look here.
What is it?
I said Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree, no sir.
Now, Sue, you know I don't pay no money down.
Well, I do business strictly COD.
Oh, now from now on, Mama, I done put this down under my foot.
That's so.
You do a lot of talking, but you never put.
Why, you just got to get along the best you can.
Why?
Because I'm one gal who never talks installment plans.
Now, there's a lot of chops in other stores.
But where can you get good chops free?
Anywhere, anywhere.
Well, now, in my market, I don't put no samples out.
Look here, you know it ain't New Year's, and let me know what it's all about. 'Cause Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree.
Play it, boy. Play it, play it. Lay right with it.
Let's get low, let's get low.
Come here, Sue. All last summer, you were running with Brother Bill. Now this morning, you come up asking for a Christmas gift. Papa ain't no Santa Claus.
And your mama sure ain't no Christmas tree, no sir.
Yeah, there is a squabbling husband and wife team in Black Vaudeville. It's Butterbeans and Susie. Jody Edwards was Butterbean. Susie Hawthorne was Susie, and they actually did four sides there, but it was between two sessions. There was first one session on the 11th and then a session on the 13th of August. First one, Times Are Hard and Elevator Papa and Switchboard Mama, with Eddie Haywood Sr. accompanying on piano. Then 2 days later, they did Deal Yourself Another Hand. Now, they had recorded this particular record, Deal Yourself Another Hand, about 3 years earlier. And for some reason, they were recording it here again with Eddie Haywood. And the flip side was Papa Ain't No Santa Claus and Mama Sure Ain't No Christmas Tree. Butterbeans and Susie here on Blues Before Sunrise. Up next, let's call on Edith North Johnson. And I've said this before, she was the husband of a talent scout for the OK label, and she was never a professional singer. She just happened to have connections, and her husband was taking Roosevelt Sykes and a couple of other people to New York City to record and gave her the chance to record, and it turns out she was probably a better singer than about 90% of the other classic blues singers at that time. So let's listen to a couple. Both of these are from 1929, and they feature Roosevelt Sykes accompanying on piano.
Don't you know your chances have always been good, honey? You were blind and could not see. You know your chances were good, baby, but you was blind and you could not see. 'Cause you picked all over a good woman, Lord, when you passed by me. Now you take three white horses, Lord, they're riding side by side. Oh, you take three white horses, you see them riding side by side. Ah, you got my man now, I guess you're satisfied. You know I'm a full-grown woman, Lord, but I got such childish ways. I'm a full-grown woman, but I got such childish ways. I'm so wild.
bother about my daddy. Have to do anything that he say.
My hair ain't curly, My teeth ain't pearly white. My hair ain't curly. My teeth ain't pearly white. But I swear to the good Lord, Mama, that my heart is right. Hey, pretty mama, you know you don't like me. Hey, pretty mama, you know you don't like me. Here I thought you loved me, you're all about your used to be. Good gal, but she haven't showed up yet. If you don't know my mind, if you don't know my mind, I've got tears in my eyes, babe, and just can't keep from crying. I'm blue, my babe. I'm blue as I can be. I'm blue, my baby. I'm blue as I can be. Ain't nobody in town can have no more blue than me.
After all I have
done for you. I often wonder what make you do these things you used to do. Blues is always on my mind. Blues is always on my mind. You have made me sick, and I have almost lost my mind.
All right, all the songs in that set shared two things in common. One, everybody was from St. Louis. And two, every side had piano accompaniment from Roosevelt Sykes. The first two were under singer Edith North Johnson's name. Sykes on piano, 1st November 1929, Ain't No More to Be Said. Then, a couple of months earlier, September 1929, Edith sang Can't Make Another Day. Sykes played the piano and Baby Jay played the cornet. Then we listened to James Stump Johnson, and on many of his recordings, he plays his own piano. On these two that we selected, Sykes is here, first from November 1929, Heart is Right Blues, and we wrapped it up with Ceylon Black Sue from February 1932. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. Hey, I was digging through the rack today and came across this CD. I don't know if you'll remember it. Maybe 20 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, there was a movement that was trying to figure out why in the collection of Robert Johnson records, some of them have him singing with a really high pitch and playing very fast. And the theory was put forth that somehow in the mastering, they must have run the masters at a slower speed or somehow in the pressing that it picked up speed that was not natural. And they recommended, or they suggested, that it would sound more like Robert Johnson really sounded if they slowed the speed of the record, that the pitch of the record and the pace would both drop and sound more natural. So I ran across that CD, and I thought we would listen to a couple of sides here. This is Robert Johnson, Slowed Down. On the second one, Crossroads, they'll play the issued speed, and then they'll play the way that they've slowed it down. It's Robert Johnson.
My captain's so mean on me. law on this good Port Island.
They can't be and see.
What did you think? Think it sounded more natural when it was slowed down, or you think the original recordings capture true essence of the way Robert Johnson sounded? We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with our number 4.